This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline.
And here it is, July, dear listeners, and moved my first rattlesnake of the season. Youngish timber rattler, about 24 inches, was poking around my cabin this morning, looking to spend some time underneath my water cube cistern. And I decided that although my dog is fairly well trained to avoid snakes, I haven't heard anything about training cats to avoid snakes. Oh, dear listeners, if you have information on that, please let me know. In any case, I got my snake stick. It's about a 6 foot long, oh, like a closet pole. And to it, I've attached a 1 inch wide piece of webbing. It's firmly attached at the business end. It gets pulled out to make a loop about 5 or 6 inches in diameter, then goes through a buckle, like the kind that tighten your straps on a backpack, and then through a series of three, if you will, belt loops that hold the strap against the pole. By slipping the loop over the snake's head, I can pull on the strap from my end of the stick and snug it up, preferably about 2 inches behind the head, 2 or 3 inches behind the head, and that way I'm not worried about injuring the snake's connection between its head and spine or its jaw mechanism. I want it to be able to live a normal life again. Once I walk a half a mile with my snake on a stick out where there's some slash piles. Oh, these slash piles have been there for a while, and so they're prime mouse habitat. And hopefully, my dear snake friend will find all it needs there in that vicinity. Now, one thing about moving a snake, no matter how well my rational brain tells me I'm perfectly safe with this snake 6 feet away, my adrenal gland does not agree and goes into full test mode. And it takes a bit, oh, before that settles down. So I release the snake and I watch it for a bit. It gets close to one of the slash piles, but then it curls into striking position, coiled with the first third of its body behind its head in a nice S shape. Yes, a snake can strike about one third the length of its body. So for this young fella, that's probably no more than 8 or 9 inches. I back off, and after 5 minutes, it still has not relaxed its pose, and I have some work to do, so I leave it to get on with its life. If you'd like to see the pictures, join me at Southwestern Trails on KXCI Facebook page, where I will be posting a series of pictures of what my snake stick looks like and this young friend. So looking forward to knowing that you're not really as afraid of snakes as you think you are.
This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb